the unfortunate crisis in West Africa, which is the Ebola virus disease, that is having a ravaging effect across the sub-region, is also coming with a price tag. We have noticed that governments are trying to censor the reportage of this outbreak. Without journalists being able to accurately tell the problem, that puts people into more confusion. So the society is worse for it. We believe that government should instead work with the press unions, with the journalists in each of these countries, to ensure that the right messages that can give hope and stability to the citizens can come forward. And that's what we want. That's why we're hoping that especially Liberia takes the lead in this issue. Sierra Leone seems to have taken a different approach than they used to in the initial stage when the outbreak came up. But now the government has understood the importance of having the media collaborate with the government to disseminate the right messages that the citizenry can hear and then take active decisions on coming forward to report cases, on accepting the help government is asking for.
Can you give me some examples in Liberia where the media has been censored?
Oh, yes. There's the case of Front Page Africa. There's the journalist, Henry Karmo, if I get the right name, Mr. Karmo. He had gone to report on the people protesting government action, and in the process, his equipment was taken from him. He was prevented. That's one. Another case, again, of course, with the PUL, the Press Union of Liberia. Right from the 90s, the Press Union of Nigeria has been the one accrediting journalists to practice in the country, but the government has decided to hijack this or take it back from the PUL. So local and foreign journalists can't even report unless the government gives you accreditation. That is a thing of worry. Of course, we know that they have sent a message out that no one should be able to report health facilities, talk to Ebola patients without getting express permission from the Ministry of Health. We know also of the case of National Chronicle, which is a newspaper that was shut down arbitrarily, contrary to all rules in the country. For the journalist, Helen, who is the publisher of Women Voices, they had done a story around funds meant for fighting Ebola by the police. She was questioned serially. What we have noticed is the use of state power to put journalists down to ensure that those stories that need to be told aren't told.
Now, you say the situation is better in Sierra Leone?
Yes, for the media. And this is attested to by the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists, which is SLAJ. The deputy minister has come out publicly to actually commend and acknowledge the role the media played, especially when there was a three-day lockdown in the country. Now, during this period, the Liberian press took it upon themselves to give away free time to educate people on Ebola. The Sierra Leone Association of Journalists are having and have had and are still having series of trainings for journalists so they know how best to report on Ebola.
What about in Guinea, where in September a number of journalists and health workers were killed by local villagers out of fear of Ebola?
That is exactly what CPJ is concerned about. Over time, there have been misconceptions that it is actually health workers who are spreading this disease. I got to understand that it's because of the lack of information that has made people to panic and to see those who can help them as instead those who are causing or bringing the disease. It's appalling, it's regrettable, yet we have also noticed that the government itself is seemingly not doing the best of things to change the situation, whereby 3 weeks after the journalists and workers were killed, a team of journalists and lawyers tried to go back to that same village in Wome, tried to investigate what happened in that area, and they were stopped. And their recordings, their equipment was seized, their recordings and photographs were deleted.
I'm reaching you in Nigeria, and as we speak, Nigeria has been declared Ebola-free after 42 days of not having a new Ebola infection, WHO making that declaration. Was the media situation in Nigeria different during the Ebola outbreak there than in the other countries?
I personally was monitoring how the government was handling it, and I have to say that on almost daily basis, they had an Ebola situation room whereby the minister or the representative of the government will come and give updates on what's happening across the country. And that's the kind of collaboration that I believe other governments should do. People actually had a sense that the government was really putting their hands on deck to solve it.